Today on episode number 549 of the School of Podcasting, we have a Because of My Podcast story from a famous comedian. We're going to look at the Spreaker ad revenue system as they roll out their beta test. And I had somebody ask me, look, I don't want to think about it. I just tell me what to do, Dave. If this was you, what would you do? I'm going to answer that question. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, this is what we're going to do. I've been helping people understand technology since the fax machine. Yeah, and I'm going to help you massage your message. I'm going to help you face your fears, flatten that learning curve, tackle the technology, and get you on the road to a successful podcast. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, that's LISTENER, and you can save on a single course, or you can buy a whole bundle. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/start, use the coupon code LISTENER. Look, you're trying to find time to podcast, and you're still trying to meet that New Year's resolution of getting to the gym. Well, how are you going to get to the gym and edit your stuff? Really easy. You hand your stuff off to Danny and Aaron Osment. That's right. They run Emerald City Productions. It's a full-service recording studio based in Nashville, Tennessee. They've been around since 2009. And if you're thinking about starting a podcast and you would like help making your current show sound better, or if you're just interested in voice coaching to improve your videos and webinars, Emerald City Productions will make you sound the best. They have a special going on right now. If your podcast is 30 minutes or less, they will do the first four episodes for $15 a piece. That is insane. And then after that, the regular price goes up to $40. And let me just, I did some research on some of this. There are places out there like Podcasting Press. They want $97 an episode. And Danny and Aaron are willing to do yours. Again, 30 minutes or less, $40. It's really quite the deal. Now, if you want to check this out, go over to emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. And what they're going to do is they're going to add your intro, your outro, any advertisements that you might have. They're going to remove all the ums and you knows, any kind of mistakes, noise reduction, dynamic processing, EQ, mastering, encoding, ID3 tagging, everything there that you want your podcast, your audience is just going to go, ah, when they hear your stuff, because it's going to sound that good. It's like butter. It's like butter when it goes into your ears. And check this out. Emerald City Productions can provide production for podcast or any other audio that you're working on. Maybe in 2017, you're like, this is the year I'm putting out that audiobook, or maybe you have some videos, things like that. It's all there. Go to emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. That's emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. You might be familiar with the name Dana Gould. He does the Dana Gould Hour podcast. He was a writer on The Simpsons forever. He's been a stand-up comedian. I remember he did a phenomenal video on YouTube called Break On Through with JFK. I mean, that goes back to like the early 90s. It's hilarious. And I was reading an article on Westword. This is a kind of a Hollywood kind of website thing. So here is what Dana said. He said, I cite the podcast as the thing that literally made everything else possible. It keeps my name out there and connects my audience. I think the reason that I'm still allowed to work in clubs, in this case as a comedian, is because my podcast has nurtured and cultivated my fan base to the point that they show up. Because if people don't show up, you don't get hired. And I think the podcast is very much responsible for that. So, there you go. Another reason why you should start a podcast. Again, keeps your name out there, cultivates your audience, builds that fan base, and it makes them loyal so that when you say, hey, I'm in town, I'm going to be in Poughkeepsie next week, they show up. And if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/549, I've got links to Stand Against Evil and as well as the Dana Gould Hour. Dana is he's a very funny dude, and he's one of those comedians, you're either going to love him or you're going to hate him. And he's a little out there, and for me, I like things just a little weird. And for all you people that love the behind-the-scenes stuff, today I'm doing this episode in Hindenburg Journalist because I'm pulling a bunch of clips from a previous episode I did of Ask the Podcast Coach. And so I'm using Hindenburg Journalist. And I recently launched a new course on Hindenburg Journalist that you can take out at the School of Podcasting. And one of the things we do is twice a month, I do live coaching. So if you have any questions, I call them office hours because it's the whole school thing. And here's what Mark Nelson said about the Hindenburg Journalist course.
I love the Hindenburg Journalist, and I don't know if others on here have used it, but for the montaging part and stuff, it's just really great. And I learned things that I've seen most of the videos, but still learn more things from your work there, Dave.
So I just want to pat myself a little bit on the back and show you this is what the School of Podcasting does. I went out, I learned Hindenburg Journalist, and they have a lot of things for radio and a lot of other things that maybe don't really fit podcasting. I come over, I make a short, right to the point video on how to run Hindenburg. You can take it in bite-sized chunks. And so thanks to Mark for the kind words about that. But I just wanted to show you, this is one of the cool things about the School of Podcasting. Now check this out.
But there's one thing that I haven't quite figured out in it. I'm trying to simplify the process. So when you go through and you're taking out the ums and the ahs and cleaning up your my talking part, you end up with all these separate little pieces.
Ah.
And I want to make that as a group so that I can move everything
and
together.
So the cool thing about this is Mark explains what his problem was. I then shared my screen and showed him exactly what to do. But it also then let me know that maybe I need to make a tutorial about that. So the School of Podcasting is always getting better. And what you're actually listening to there is I use zoom.us. And there's probably about, I don't know, 7 or 8 people on that coaching call. So everybody's background noise and things like that was in there. But it's a great way to communicate. We can actually see each other if you want to use your camera. And so think of all the time that saved Mark, and think of all the headaches that Mark avoided by joining the School of Podcasting. Now, you can join the School of Podcasting, or you can also hire me for one-on-one consulting. But I just wanted to give you a little peek inside the School of Podcasting on what you get when you sign up. You have all these different courses. You have priority email support. You have a private Facebook group, and you get little old me to get you over the hump when you go, wait, how do you make a group again? So if you want to sign up, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/start. Use the coupon code LISTENER. That's LISTENER. And I should say, if you want to check out Mark, go over to Mark. That's Mark with a K, marknelsonshow.com. If you're a new listener to the show, I've been talking about all things podcasting. In fact, that used to be my thing before I got into the whole massaging of messages and tackling technology. I'd say this is where we talk about all things podcasting. And last February, I actually was lucky enough to land a job at Libsyn. That's LIBSYN.com. It's a podcast media hosting company that I've been a customer of for 10 years. So the question is, well, am I now going, is this now become the Libsyn show? No, the Libsyn show is called The Feed. That is the official podcast of Libsyn. And I still want to talk about all things podcasting. So on Saturday, I had Rob Greenlee from Spreaker. Now, Spreaker is a competitor of Libsyn, and they've rolled out a new feature, and we should underline this. It is in beta. They are just rolling it out, just dipping their toe in the water. And I kind of explained how I felt about talking about a, can we put air quotes up, competitor on my podcast.
You're kind of interesting in that as well, because you work for Libsyn, but you you bring me on this show to talk about Spreaker. So,
well, here's my thought about that. I thought about that today in the shower. I'm like, I wonder if this is going to get me in hot water. And here's my thought on that. Let's say I don't have Rob on the show, because I'll probably play a big chunk of this on the School of Podcasting.
Yeah,
it's not like the podcasting community is going to go, really? Dave didn't talk about it? I guess it didn't happen. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
And you know, I know Todd lovingly will say, well, Dave has an agenda. You know, and I'm like, well, yeah. And sure, you know, I'm always, you know, Rob's always going to point people to Spreaker. I'm always going to point people to Libsyn, and Todd's always going to point people to Blueberry. And I think the nice thing about it is we all kind of have that, you know, what are the entrepreneurs called? An abundant mindset. You know, you're going to pick whoever you want to pick. Here's the facts. Make a decision.
I agree.
You know,
yeah.
And so to me, I was like, it's, you know, I'm just, to me, this was news. This was like, wow, somebody's actually pulled it off. And it's a different thing because ad insertion really isn't that new. I mean, Libsyn has Libsyn Pro. We've been doing it for a while, but this is a different model. That one you have to pay upfront and then you pay for your bandwidth. This one you're not paying for your bandwidth, but, you know, we're giving Spreaker, you know, 40% of the deal. And, you know, so to me, it's a different, it's apples and oranges kind of thing.
And it's like I said, it's not like if I don't talk about it, people are going to go, did you? Oh, I didn't hear about that. I'm like, well, might as well. So it's like, let's talk about the elephant in the room, shall we?
Well, and, this isn't the Lipson Live show.
No, it's not Lipson Live. No, and I really thought about one of the things that really cheesed me off back in the day is Adam Curry had the Daily Source Code, and I love that show. And the one thing that really ruined it was when Adam started then Pod Show, later Mevio, is he quit talking about everything else in the podcasting atmosphere. And I was like, wait, why aren't you talking about this and that? Because he wanted to only promote Pod Show. And I was like, well, that's not cool. That's not what I tuned in for. Yeah. So I don't want to – well, I do want to be Adam Curry, but I don't want to be Adam Curry in that aspect where I only talk about lips and stuff because then that's not what my show is about. So
there you have it. And so let's talk about – it is a beta rollout. So beta meaning they're testing it, they're shaping it. It's not – let's think about this. Google Play Music is kind of being rolled out as a beta, not fully featured. I know right now this is only for the United States. And so here is Rob explaining what actually is going on currently in this beta version.
This product, this beta product right now is only pre-roll, and it's only available in the Spreaker podcast radio apps on Android and iOS. And the widget web embedded player. So it's only going to play through those two areas of the platform. It's not even going to play on the website yet. So this is really kind of at the beginning stages. We're kind of just lifting this off. And so as you see over the next coming months, this is going to, more capabilities going to be added to it. But that's kind of the limitation. The podcaster doesn't have control over its placement, obviously, because it's always in a pre-roll position. I've gotten a lot of questions about, can we set, locations for the ads to play in our show? And I have to tell everybody you can't do that yet. And you don't have the ability to select the advertiser either yet. So that's the other limitation. I mean, a lot of shows are sensitive to certain advertisers and they want to have that control. So that piece is also coming too. So when you opt into this and it's opt-in, it's not, defaulted add to your account or anything like that, then that's kind of the deal that we have right now. And it's only available in the Spreaker podcast radio apps on Android and iOS. And the widget web embedded player, so it's only going to play through those two areas of the platform. It's not even going to play on the website yet.
Let me interject here. By the website, he means Spreaker.com, not so much your website.
So this is really kind of at the beginning stages. We're kind of just lifting this off. And so as you see over the next coming months, this is going to, more capabilities going to be added to it. But that's kind of the limitation. The podcaster doesn't have control over its placement, obviously, because it's always in a pre-roll position. I've gotten a lot of questions about, can we set, locations for the ads to play in our show? And I have to tell everybody you can't do that yet. And you don't have the ability to select the advertiser either yet. So that's the other limitation. I mean, a lot of shows are sensitive to certain advertisers and they want to have that control. So that piece is also coming too. So when you opt into this and it's opt-in, it's not, defaulted add to your account or anything like that, then that's kind of the deal that we have right now.
So if you have multiple shows on Spreaker, you can have one show using this program and another show that you're not.
Exactly. So you can opt out of individual show series or opt back in. You can turn it off and on like a light switch.
Now, if you're wondering what kind of ads that are going to be showing up in your show, here are some that I just recorded off my Ask the Podcast Coach show that I'm testing with this.
What if a nursing college cared for its students the same way nurses cared for their patients? Extraordinary care, extraordinary nurses.
Attend Chamberlain's Cleveland Campus Open House January 19th at 3 p.m. Register at chamberlain.edu. For gainful employment information, visit chamberlain.edu/GEBSN.
And I think we all know what an advertisement sounds like. I won't put you through more of those. But I've heard Home Depot, Progressive Insurance, Sam Adams was the one I went, ooh, that could be a problem for some people. And, you know, off and on different ones. And the one we just heard was very targeted. I live in Akron, Ohio, which is close to Cleveland. So these are geo-targeted ads. And in some cases, you might not get an ad every time, and we'll explain that. But let's get into the nitty-gritty of how much are you making, how are you making this? Because when you log into your dashboard, you'll see some different things. And these include, you'll see things such as impressions, requests, and then it also shows you any revenue.
The difference between a request is a request for an episode.
Right.
And then an ad was delivered. So that's the contrast right there.
And we said, because of the geo-targeting, not every, you know, every, yep, not every play is going to have an ad. So,
well, and there's campaign thresholds too. So okay, let's say a Geico comes in and buys a million ad placements. Once they hit that million number, then the campaign turns off. So you'll have a rotation of that's happening on a regular basis. So that could create up and downs, you know, in those numbers. So what you're seeing there is not every episode is getting an ad.
Now, if you want to see this in action, you can go over to askthepodcastcoach.com and click on the link at the top for past shows. And that's actually where I have the player embedded. And that's where I had a Geico ad come on. And at the same time, the display of my album art switched to a Geico like little square that replaced my artwork. And then when the ad was over, it reverted back to my artwork. But had somebody actually clicked on that, it would have taken them to geico.com. And of course, we were all curious. Now that we have this different terminology, you have a request, which is how many times your episode was called, and then you have an impression, which is how many of those actually had an ad in them. So an ad is an impression. A request is basically a call. Most of us would call that a download. And then what is the CPM that is being used for these ads?
I know, you know, I haven't even heard that myself, so I haven't inquired about what the actual CPMs are. So, you know, I'd be happy to find that out, and then I can come back on another episode and we can talk about that if you want to, or I can just share it, you know, with you guys at some point once I get and kind of get a range. Yeah. But my guess would be is it's probably going to be on these campaigns, depending on the targeting and the shows, it's going to range between probably five and. Now I'm talking about the overall campaigns. I'm not talking right about what the disbursements are based on the split. It's like a 60-40 split is what the campaigns right are right now. But it's going to be somewhere between probably $5 and $10 CPMs is my range.
Got it.
Is my guess. It may be higher. And as we add capabilities of dynamic ad insertion, host read capabilities, all those kind of things, those numbers, the goal is for those CPM numbers to go up.
And unfortunately, I did not ask Rob, is that amount that he, again, ballparked here, he's not saying that's official, is that before or after Spreaker takes their 40%? I know as I look at my dashboard right now, and again, this is after 3 days of using it here, on the 12th, I had 10 requests, so I had basically 10 downloads for my show. We'll call them downloads, but it's their streaming platform. Five of those had an ad. And according to my dashboard, as I right now, it says I made a penny. Now, again, I'm thinking maybe I'm not doing this right, because a penny for five impressions would be a CPM of $2. So I don't want to come to any conclusions here. I just want to let you know that this is something that's now on the market as a beta. And I want to make sure, and please don't take this from me poo-pooing the idea. I just want to state some facts here so you don't go quitting your day job. We know that 80% of downloads, more or less, go from your RSS feed. So most people are not listening on your website. You have to use the Spreaker player. So if you're using Pat Flynn's player or Simple Podcast Press or something like that, you have to use the Libsyn player. The Libsyn player. So you have to use the Spreaker player. It's old habits die hard here. And, so with that, so when you see you have 500 downloads, well, that's going to be different. These have to be on your website, and you have to use the Spreaker player, and we've seen that in some cases, if the campaign's already run through all their ads, not every request is going to have a ad with it. So I say this so you don't go quitting your day job. Now, as Rob said, hopefully as things go on and progress, you heard the word yet there a lot, which you expect with a beta program. You know, we don't have it in the downloads, you know, that you get via RSS yet. And we don't have the ability to have different positions besides just a pre-roll yet. So it's beta, but I think it's exciting because it's a different form of ad insertion. And like I said, since 2004, Libsyn has had ad insertion. It's Libsyn Pro. It's kind of meant more for networks. It's a different kind of pay scale. It's not, you have to pay up front and then you pay for your bandwidth. And if you go over to Libsyn.com, there's more information on that. This, you don't pay more for it, but you're giving up 40% of your ad revenue. So it's a different model, different way of doing it, and it'll be fun to watch over time. And as things go on, I'll be playing with this and reporting back as we learn things like CPM and things like that. Because if it is $5, let's say it was $5 CPM. So let's take that. So if I take $5 and divide it by 1,000. And again, that's 1,000 of the impressions. And that's assuming if you had a 100% fill rate so that every download, you know, every play had an ad, which so far we're saying again in beta, it's not, but $5 divided by 1,000 downloads is 0.005 cents. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth playing a 30-second ad to my audience for 0.005 cents. There's no right or wrong answer there. That's just the math. So then that's something you can ask yourself. So that's going to be interesting to see as we go forward. And again, we don't know what the ad rates are. They might be higher than $5. They might be $10. We're just throwing it out there. I'm trying to be very, can you smell the diplomacy of me coming here? I'm just trying to present facts. And so it'll be fun to watch. And Rob's a great guy. Check out his show, Spreaker Live Show, at SpreakerLiveShow.com. You can also hear Rob on one of my favorite shows, which is the New Media Show, which you can find at NewMediaShow.com, which is another show where you have two competitors on each other's show. And that is Todd Cochran, Hall of Fame podcaster, I should say, Todd Cochran, who is the head of Blueberry. And Rob is a co-host on that show as well. So over there, you had Blueberry and Spreaker. And on the Ask the Podcast Coach show, you had Libsyn representing and Spreaker as well. So we all play nice together. We actually are all good friends because we see each other at all these different events. So it's always kind of fun. And if you corner me in the hall somewhere, I'll tell you about the time somebody almost tried to kick me and Rob in the face in Las Vegas. All right, I've had people say, look, I don't want to put too much thought into this. Dave, I trust you. Just tell me what to do. And first things first, that's really like humbling. That somebody just, it's literally like somebody just turning in front of you and falling and saying, catch me. So I thought about this because there are some things, it's not really a one-size-fits-all, especially when you get to equipment. So I'm not going to really talk about equipment. If you have questions about that, you can contact me. But here's the thing. Here are the things that I recommend. So first things first, I would say use a self-hosted WordPress website, meaning don't use WordPress.com. Go to something like I don't recommend Bluehost. I have asked the podcast coach on Bluehost, and I'm moving it because there's something wrong over there. They had a couple weeks ago, my whole website went down for like a whole weekend. So where people talk about control your feed, well, you better control your website too. And so I'm moving off of Bluehost. I know a lot of people recommend them. My personal thing, not feeling real secure with them. I also am not a big fan of Dreamhost. And I can't explain why. I've tried their platform twice and I'm just like, last time their service kind of cheesed me off. So I'm moving everything to coolerwebsites.com. This is actually, for the record, again, full disclosure here, that is GoDaddy with my front end. So it's my reseller account for GoDaddy. So, and I try to basically keep those prices as low as I can. I've also used HostGator in the past and still have some things on HostGator. If you go to schoolpodcasting.com/HostGator, that's my affiliate link. So that's it. So first things first, use a self-hosted WordPress. Those are the people that I recommend for hosting your WordPress on that. I use Libsyn. Big shock. Now, for the record, I used Libsyn for 10 years, and I now work for Libsyn. And the reason I work for Libsyn is because I used them for 10 years. The reason I'm now using cooler websites is because GoDaddy was, their support was so awesome that I was like, I'm not really comfortable promoting Bluehost anymore. And so, you know, basically Libsyn was the one place that I wanted to work for when I got out of training. So just keep that in mind. I'm not saying use Libsyn because I work there. I used them for many, 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 many years. And if you have questions about podcast media hosting, go to podcastmediahosting.com and you'll see a post I wrote about it. So, okay, now I've got hosting for my website. I have hosting for my media. What theme do I use? And there are two that I recommend. One is the company Appendipity. They're great. They run on the Genesis platform. So you're going to have two startup costs there, one for the theme and one for the platform. Now, that's if you're, and this is kind of weird, that's where if you have a podcast that's going to have a website, and you're like, huh? Yeah. Your primary focus is your podcast, and it's going to have a website. Now, if you are a website that is also going to have a podcast, then I would recommend Elegant Themes. And the one I really like is Divi. In fact, later this year, I'm going to be switching the School of Podcasting to Divi. Because it's super, now, the good news with Divi, you can do anything with that thing. I mean, it's super duper flexible. The bad news about Divi is, man, you can do anything with that thing. It's super flexible. So there's a little bit of a learning curve there. So, okay, I've got my website now. I've got my media host. I've got a theme. For graphics, I use primarily for podcasting, I use podcastdesigns.com. Becky is awesome. Tell her you're from the School of Podcasting, and she'll do your artwork. Now, for the actual launch, I would basically record a few episodes up front. Why? Because this lets you see how much time it takes to create an episode. Because you might go, ooh, ooh. And if you're a regular listener of the show, yes, I'm going to say it again. I use a 4-to-1 ratio. So a 15-minute podcast takes an hour. And you're like, how is that? Because you got to figure out, what am I talking about? Then you record it. Then you edit it. Yes, you edit it. Then you upload it and type a little bit about it. Guess what? Your 15-minute podcast just took you an hour. So that then lets you decide what your publishing schedule is going to be, because that's important. You want to keep your schedule if you can. I would also, before launching this, I would ask some people, key here, that are my target audience to listen to it, and then talk about it like you're not in the room. The goal here is for you to ensure delivering value that makes people kind of want more of it. And you actually want to do one of the following. You want to make people laugh, cry, think, groan, educate, or entertain. If you can do more than one of those, that's great. And I would try to have a few, and there's one of those fun little phrases, in the can. And all that means is recorded but not released. If you can do that, if it's possible. So if you're doing a new show, kind of having stuff in the can doesn't fit, because then it's, well, old news. But when you have a few recorded but not released, then if life happens, which it does, you can still publish without missing your schedule. Again, I said meeting your schedule is important. Now, another thing you might want to do when it comes time, you're actually ready to launch. And I kind of giggle when people talk about, ooh, I want to do a big, huge launch. How about you just start? But anyway, so now it's time for the big launch. Well, okay, you can publish an episode or two. I am not a person that believes in the, you have to launch with 8 episodes or a minimum of 3 because you get more downloads. I've kind of proven that point, that anybody that is going to get your back catalog has to go back and get them manually. So I'm a big fan of, like, I don't know, 1 or 2. But again, this is, somebody asked me what I would do. I would like release with 1 or 2 and then list them in the following directory. So now you're a podcaster, by the way, when you've done that. And then you can put them in the following, kind of like, think of it like a big phone book. And that is iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and TuneIn. And yes, I have, of course, tutorials on all this at the School of Podcasting. And by being in iTunes, you're going to automatically be in things like Pocket Cast and Overkill and things like that. Then, now that you're in those directories, and wait till you're in there. And if you're like, but wait, I'm losing my 8 weeks of potential new and noteworthy. Hogwash, poppycock, and anything else you want to scream there. No, you can be a new and noteworthy anytime you want. Out in the show notes, I'll put a link to the truth about new and noteworthy. Don't make me go there because it just makes me throw up in my mouth just a little bit. So then tell everyone you know, use your email, use your social media, whatever it's got. You might even want to run a thunderclap campaign. And if you're like, thunderclap campaign, schoolofpodcasting.com/549 will explain what that is. Then you might want to use something like Social Jukebox or buffer.com to kind of promote your shows down the road. And then from there, it is, you ready? Lather, rinse, repeat. You basically go out, find out what your people want to talk about. And like, for example, why am I talking about this topic right now? Because somebody asked me it. And I went, you know what? That's not a bad topic for the show. Find out what your audience wants to hear and then give it to them. I might in the future do an in-depth review of Hindenburg Journalist. People have said, you kind of mentioned it, but you haven't really mentioned it yet. Like, why are you using, why do you think it's cool? And I'm like, okay. So you'll probably hear that in the future. You know what else is coming in the future? That's right. The only person on this show to come back four times, Glenn the Geek Hebert, will be in next week's episode. So that's what's coming up as well. If you have a topic that you'd like to hear on the show, I would love to hear it. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And while I'm asking for contact, the deadline is coming in very quickly as I record this. It's January 15th. January 27th is the last day you can send in your feedback on things when you're listening to podcasts that make you go, ugh. You know, just you're like, ah, what? And you're screaming at the dashboard or whatever it is. If you have something, this is going to be the last episode in January. I'm going to try to do this all year where one episode is listener-based because I really want to get to know you. And so, yeah, if you can get that to me by January 27th, that will be coming out on January 30th. So things that make you go, ugh. And I need to get the karaoke of that song. Things that make you go, ugh. Yeah. For those of you that remember the 90s, I think that was. Anyway. So there you go. That is, if somebody said, what do you do to launch? What tools do you use? That's it. Hey, I mentioned Glenn the Geek is going to be back on the show next week. You know what else? Where Glenn is going to be? He's going to be at PodFest. So is Kale Nelson. So is Ken Blanchard. So are a lot of really cool people. And I would love to see you there. Go over to podfest.us. This is February 23rd through the 25th in Orlando, Florida. Who doesn't want to be in Florida in February? Use the coupon code DAVE and save when you sign up. I'm so excited. I'm actually going to be playing my guitar a little bit in my closing keynote. The fun question is going to be, am I going to have any voice left to do my closing keynote? Check it out, podfest.us. Use the coupon code DAVE. Hey, we had that whole year-end My Favorite Podcast episode, and then we had the week after that, I did kind of a Here's Your Wake-Up Call episode, and we kind of forgot we were in the middle of a podcast glossary. And this is where I go over certain terms that might kind of go, what? What did he just say? And so we're down to the L's, and it's kind of weird because when I get to the M's, there's like MP3. So, but we're into the L's, and so the first one is you'll hear people go, well, just levelate it. Well, where does that word come from? What does it mean? It comes from a free program. It works on the Mac or the PC called Levelator. And I'll have a link to this again out in the show notes. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/549. It's a free program, allows you to basically drag a file into this software, and it will adjust the volume to be more consistent. So, for example, if I did an interview and I was much louder than my guest, the Levelator software would adjust the audio so that my volume and the guest volume would more or less match. Now, it's not a miracle worker, so if you have somebody who's just super-duper loud and then the other person's, yeah, it's okay, so it's not a miracle worker, but for the price, you can't beat it. So that's, you'll hear people talk about Level 8 or Levelator. That's the software. And of course, the other L is my favorite L, and that is Libsyn. That is Liberated Syndication, if you ever wonder. This is a company that pioneered the system to host and publish podcasts all the way back in the day, 2004. And then since then has grown to be the largest leading podcast network, over 2.6 billion, that's with a B, folks, downloads in 2014. I would love to know, I need to talk to Rob and go, hey, can we update the website? Libsyn hosts over 25,000 shows. I know that's old, with 44 million download 44 million audience members. You can find it at libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com. Use the coupon code SOPFREE and get a free month. So those are the L's of our podcast glossary. And that brings us to the end of our show. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if you need one-on-one consulting, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/schedule. Or we've mentioned today, if you're ready to start your podcast, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/start and use the coupon code. This coupon code, by the way, is nowhere on my website. I'm only giving it to you because you're here at the end of the show or that you listen to the show. And that coupon code, again, is listener. Spell it with me, LASTENER. So thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, the one and only Glenn Hebert, Glenn the Geek Hebert. And we're going to be talking about building a network for your podcast. Is this something that you're going to do? Because I went down and saw Glenn a couple months ago, and this guy runs his podcast like a well-run oiled machine, like a business, and there's a lot of work to it. So we're going to have him peel back the curtains on running his empire. So that is next week on the School of Podcasting. I will see you then. Until then, class is dismissed. Take care and God bless. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you like what you hear, then go tell somebody. If you're new to the show, thank you so much. I know you could be watching football right now, but you're listening to little old me, and I deeply appreciate that for tuning in. If you're new to the show, where have you been? I've been here waiting for you. I said to meet here back where... I'm just kidding. Welcome to the show. And no, that's not going to work either. Jeez, you're feeling douchey today. If you like what you hear.